Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Kia ora and a warm welcome to this episode of Living Scriptures. This is a Christian talk show that invites us to pause, reflect, and connect the scriptures to practical moments of our life. Each conversation and each episode offers biblical principles that strengthen and encourage us. I'm Morenike, your anchor for today, and I'm also joined as usual by Pastor Charles. We started the series a few weeks ago on you can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship. And we're currently looking at the fourth episode in that series. If you want to catch up on past episodes, head on to Plains Media and look for Living Scriptures. We've been focused on the power of praise. And we can attest that the power of praise in spiritual warfare is undeniable. It is an act of faith, a weapon of battle, and a catalyst for divine intervention. When you engage in heartfelt praise, you summon the presence of God. You confuse the enemy. You activate angelic support. And you demonstrate unwavering trust in God. Today, make praise a major weapon in your arsenal of spiritual warfare. No matter the battle or trouble you face, choose to praise your way into victory and watch God fight for you in supernatural ways. Our living scriptures today attest to one of the supernatural ways God fought for the apostles in Acts chapter 16 from verse 25. But about midnight, when Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so powerful that the very foundations of the prison were shaken, and at once all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. Praise God. You can overcome your trouble through wisdom and worship.
We come before your presence, the Holy Lamb of God.
Hello, welcome to this Living Scriptures episode, and happy Sunday to you. Yes, you can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship. We saw that in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. But about midnight, when Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so powerful that the very foundations of the prison were shaken, and at once all doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. Wow! The second thing praise does is to release angelic intervention. Angels always respond to the sound of praise when they hear one. They do this by activating God's command through praise. They hearken to the voice of His word when you speak it. Number two, when you praise, it creates a highway for angelic traffic or movement. It also clears every spiritual obstruction. According to Genesis 28, verse 12, when you praise, there is always victory through the ministry of angels. And angels come supernaturally to assist you. They come because you are heirs of the salvation of God, because they are ministering spirits. Number four, when you praise, the armies of heaven are released on your behalf. And who are these armies of heaven? They are angels. Don't forget, spiritual battles are fought and won in the unseen realm, so you might need the presence of angels to win some of them. You saw in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 to 22, as Jehoshaphat's army praised God, God set ambushment through heavenly forces. The enemy killed each other and helped destroy each other. That's what praise can do. The third thing praise will do is to confuse your enemy. And when enemies are disoriented, the battle is won. This happens as God causes confusion in the camp of the enemy. Don't forget, confusion is a divine strategy against the enemy. So God uses confusion to scatter your adversaries. As you praise God also, it destroys the unity of evil forces. The enemy's alliance break under praise. Praise turns the enemy against themselves. They fight and destroy one another. Praise also makes the enemy not to understand you, to be confused, so to say. So praise is a language of faith. Use it, and you can be sure you will overcome all your troubles through wisdom and worship.
You can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship. Welcome back, dear listeners. And we'll also pause at this point to invite and remind us about our fellowship service, the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church Worship Service, every Sunday by 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Our venue is 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, Christ Church in the city center. You can also join us online on YouTube or on Facebook. Just look for Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. I will believe that God will do you good. Now, what are things that you can praise God for? Sometimes the enemy just clouds our mind and makes it feel that there is nothing to be grateful unto God for. Well, if you're like that, let me remind you of 20 things that you can praise God for. You can praise God for life and a new day, the gift of waking up and a fresh start. You can praise God for his unfailing love, God's relentless love and presence. You can praise God for salvation, for Jesus' sacrifice, for our forgiveness and eternal life. You can praise God for your health, the ability to see, the ability to hear, to breathe, and to function. You can praise God for that. How about family and friends, your loved ones, your children, your father, your mother, your siblings, your spouses? You can praise God for this. Shelter, a roof over your head, and a safe home. In winter, you have heating in your home. In summer, you have cooling and refreshment. You can praise God for that. Daily provision, food, clean food, water, clothing, general provision. You can praise God for his grace and mercy, forgiveness for the past, and strength for the present. You can praise God for the comfort of the Holy Spirit, his guidance, and his companionship in your life. How about freedom, the ability to worship God, and the ability to make choices, which is one significant thing that God has given to every human? Prayer, the opportunity to talk with God anytime, to commune with the Father. You can praise God for nature, the sun, sunrise, sunset, and the beauty of creation. You can praise God for challenges and trials that you go through. These are opportunities to grow, to build endurance, and to deepen your faith. You can praise God for your knowledge and wisdom, lessons learned through experience. How about laughter, the joy and healing it brings? You can praise God for safety and protection, being kept safe from unseen dangers. You can praise God for music, the ability to hear and feel and touch sound. These are wonderful experiences. You can praise God for your purpose, being a partner in building God's kingdom. You can praise God for comfort, peace that surpasses understanding in hard time. And finally, you can praise God for hope, the promise of a better future and eternity. You can overcome your trouble through wisdom and worship.
We come before your presence. We come before your presence.
Welcome back. You can overcome your troubles through wisdom and worship. Number four thing that praise does is to demonstrate faith. Yes, before victory. Praising God ahead of the breakthrough proves that you trust God. This way, praise is a prophetic declaration of victory. It is calling those things that be not as though they were. According to Romans chapter 4, verse 17, faith without praise is incomplete. So praise is faith expressed through vocally and joyfully. So praise is faith expressed verbally and joyfully. Number three, praise before seeing result activates the supernatural, as God honors faith displayed in praise. Faith-filled praises provokes instant divine action, as you see heaven moves on the wings of faith. My dear friends, don't forget the children of Israel. They only shouted and the wall of Jericho came tumbling down. As we close today, make praise a lifestyle for you to secure continual victory in all troubles and battles of life. And victory is sustained by continuous praise. Praise must be daily and deliberate. Let His praise be continually in your mouth. Constantly praise builds victorious spirits. It strengthens us against future battles. Praise keeps you spiritually alive. Joy keeps you spirit alive and sensitive too. God continually fights for the praise-worship believer. Praise secure God's permanent engagement on your behalf. My dear friends, don't forget that King David lived a life of praise. And all through his life, he never lost a battle. You can overcome troubles by wisdom and worship. God bless you.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.